This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's entirely possible that what's going on with a Boeing 787 is just a matter of working out the kinks in cutting-edge aviation technology. Or maybe it's something else. But either way, the news isn't good. After an emergency landing of a 787 in Japan overnight, two of that country's biggest airlines have grounded their Dreamliners for safety inspections. And now the aviation world, and especially Boeing, are watching for Japan's next move. Shannon Mullen explains why that is.
Japan Airlines and All Nippon Airways have two dozen 787s between them. That's half the fleet of Dreamliners that are in service around the world. And big parts of the planes are made in Japan. Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst.
No single country has a deeper relationship with the Dreamliner than Japan. They were counting on this new technology to allow for lower fares and routes and to revitalize their struggling air travel sector.
And Abulafia says Japan is one customer the American aerospace industry wants to keep happy.
The Japanese tend to go with U.S. combat aircraft, U.S. military planes in general, and with obviously U.S. jetliners up and down. There's a real risk, though, that if they're dissatisfied at some point, they begin to think of working with the Europeans more.
So far, Dreamliners have had battery problems, fuel leaks, and fires. But industry consultant Michael Boyd says it's not the first new plane to suffer from technical issues.
It's happened with every new type of airplane. The first 747s were a nightmare. They had major problems, and they worked through them.
Boyd says airlines won't risk flying planes that could be dangerous, especially not one so high profile as the Dreamliner.
And I would suspect this latest issue is one they just want to check out, and I think that's out of an abundance of caution.
So far, Japan Airlines and All Nippon Airways canceled dozens of 787 flights, and this afternoon, Qatar Airlines canceled one out of London. Boeing would say only that it's working with the airlines and regulators. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.